I open this week's episode with this warning. As you read God's Word, you are going to learn God's truth. However, the truths that you will discover from the Bible will do you absolutely no good. Yeah, you're hearing me correctly. The truths that God reveals to you within His Word are totally worthless. Watch this now. If they are not immediately put into practice. Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry. This is episode 175. In this week's episode, we ask the question, have you been deceived? Greetings, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I want you to focus with me for just a moment upon these next few verses. Now listen closely as I read them to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 says this, "Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received His message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what we said as the very Word of God," which of course it is. "And this word continues to work in you who believe," 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The second verse I want you to read and listen to as I read it to you is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth," 2 Timothy 2:15. And then the third verse is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 28, which says this, "Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth," 2 Samuel 7:28. Now, let me repeat the warning that I issued at the onset of this episode. You see, as you read God's word, you are going to learn God's truth. That's a fact. The scriptures are God's truth. However, watch this now, watch this. The truths you discover from the Bible will do you absolutely no good. You are hearing me correctly. The truths that God reveals to you within His Word are totally 100% worthless if, and here's the caveat, if they are not immediately put into practice. Now, if you'd like to dig deeper into this principle that I just presented to you, let me encourage you to go to chapter 2 of my book, Extreme Mind Makeover, How to Transform Sinful Thoughts and Sinful Habits. Chapter 2 covers this concept in a greater depth than what we're going to do in this episode. But in a previous episode of this podcast, we discovered from Scripture that God admonishes us to build our life upon a solid foundation. We're to be like the man of Luke chapter 6, verse 48, who dug deep and laid the foundation in the rock. When a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. Luke 6:48. Compare that with 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. You see, Jesus said in Matthew 7:24 that the person who is considered by God to be truly wise is the one who chooses not only to listen to God's word, but to immediately apply it, to daily, moment by moment, do what it says. Here's my point. Living a godly life that truly glorifies the Lord in everything you think, everything you say, and everything you do is realized only when you, moment by moment, when you daily choose to do the truth and not just hear it. See, James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves." In Romans chapter 2, verse 13, Paul said, "It's not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified." In Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus asks, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say?" And in Luke 11, verse 28, Jesus replied, "But even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." Listen now, watch this. Reading, or hearing God's word is good, but it's not enough. Let me repeat that. Reading and hearing God's word is good, but it should never be enough. You see, God requires more. He expects us to, 2 Timothy 2:15, correctly handle the word of truth. And I want to submit that when you choose to read the scriptures, when you choose to open your Bible and listen to what God is saying, and then you adapt and adjust your life according to what God had just said in his word, then and only then are you correctly handling the word of truth. You're being a genuinely godly person. That's when God considers you to be a wise builder. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, we read this: "Prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, well, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he's immediately forgotten the kind of person that he saw. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does." James 1, 22 through 25. Now, I want you to consider seriously James' warning in verse 22. James 1, 22 said, "Prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." In this verse, James is referring to letting God's word go in one ear and out the other. He's referring to hearing what God is saying, but not allowing the truth of Scripture to sink in deep into your heart to the point where you're actually moved to do something about what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you from Scripture. The term that James uses for merely hearers, remember the verse says, "Prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." That phrase, "merely hearers," means you're hearing the words, you're even considering them for a brief moment, but then you promptly dismiss them as unimportant in the moment or not pertaining to you specifically. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus calls that kind of person a foolish man, literally a moron. Matthew 7, 26. So James is telling us that if you merely listen to God's word, you will be deceived. Now, hold on. Let me be quick to point out here. James is not saying that Scripture is what will deceive you. He says merely listening to the word deceives you. That verb to deceive means to lie to cause to believe something to be true that is actually untrue. We've already established in previous episodes that God is truth, John 14, 6, Numbers 23, 19. Therefore, because God is truth, God's word is absolute truth, absolutely, John 17, verse 17, 1 John 2, 21. So just hearing the word of God, taking that brief moment to consider what God is saying, but then coming to the conclusion that's really not important or not pertinent, at least not right now, that's where the deception comes in. Now, a well-intentioned Christian may listen to this and exclaim something like, "Oh, well, I would never do that. I mean, I love going to church, and I love hearing the pastor preach from the Word. I truly enjoy opening my devotional book every morning at breakfast and having that little quiet time with the Lord." Okay, right, good. I hear you loud and clear. But let me ask you this. When you hear the verses of Scripture being read, when you hear the verses being expounded upon in a sermon, or when you open your Bible to the verses associated with the devotional for the day, are God's words going in one proverbial ear and out the other? Sometimes, as the Scripture is read, your heart may ache with conviction. That's the Holy Spirit working on you. Other times, maybe it's going to pound with excitement. Again, that's the moving of the Holy Spirit. You may find at times that you have an indifference to the Scripture. No matter what your response to the Word of God may be, it is vital that you realize that every time you open your Bible, every time you hear the Word of God spoken, God is speaking directly to your heart about your life and how to live it 100% for Him. You need to take those words and choose right then and there to immediately apply them to your moment-by-moment daily living. Because if you do not, James is stressing the fact that you are merely listening to God's word and therefore you are being deceived. Now that verb to deceive, as James uses it in this text, literally means to think wrongly. Well, sure, you take the time to think about it, to contemplate something, and yet you draw a false assumption about it. See, when we choose to just listen to the word of God, we're taking mental note of what God is saying, and yet we're coming to a wrong conclusion about it because we're believing something to be true that is not. Now hang on, let me explain it to you this way. The deception happens when you hear what God is saying in His word, and yet you mistakenly determine that it doesn't actually apply to you. Or you come to the conclusion you don't need to do anything about it, at least at this moment in time. You'll deal with it later. James is telling us you are being deceived. You are believing something to be true that is not. It's like a builder that looks at a blueprint and then decides, meh, I don't need those. And he completes the building project. His house will stand just fine on its own. Yes, it is. It will stand for a little while. But that simply adds to the deception that all is well. But then come the storms of life, Matthew 7, 24 through 27, and wham, down it goes. So to prevent this deception from happening, we must choose to actively and immediately put into action the things that we hear from and see in God's word. Let me repeat that statement. To keep from being deceived, you need to choose to actively, you need to choose to immediately act upon, put into action the things that you are hearing from God, the things that you are reading in God's word. You need to make this choice to live it out daily. When you say you believe the scriptures to be true, but your actions prove otherwise, you are, Matthew 7, a moron. You are the foolish man that Jesus talks about. You're the, forgive me, but you're the idiot. That's what the word moron means in the Greek. You're the person who's choosing to build his house on sand. You're deceived into believing, everything's going to stand firm. I'm not worried about it. But it's not going, when the fiercest storms come, down it goes. You cannot, watch this now, you must not merely listen to God's word and then go merrily on your deceived little way. You must choose daily. You must choose moment by moment to put it into practice, to walk it out, to do what God says in His word. Now, let's go back to James chapter 1 in verses 22 and 23. I want you to notice the words do and doer. Let me remind you of the text, James 1, 22 and 23. We're to prove ourselves doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves. If anyone is a hearer and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. We are to be doers of the word. Those two words, do and doer, carry the idea that you are choosing to put in the required effort. You are actually the one who's making it happen. You're not merely listening to the word of God. You are taking what it says and actively applying it to every part of your life. You're making it happen. You are the wise builder of Matthew chapter 7. Okay, let's hit the pause button again for this episode. And as we conclude this particular episode, I'd like to take just a moment and give you a glimpse into the ministry that we call the Pure Man Ministry. You see, we do a whole lot more here at the Pure Man Ministry than just produce a weekly podcast. For example, there's a free app that we have available for any smart devices. The app is entitled My Purity Coach. That app is chock full of powerful tools geared to help you in your walk of purity. You'll find tons of scripture verses. You'll see audio and video lessons available to you from the scriptures. You listen to this podcast from the app. You can even watch the globally acclaimed video series called The Chosen from this app. And if you're a subscriber to this podcast, if you've been listening to our episodes for any length of time, then you've heard me talk about the Point of Purity program. It's a 12-week, one-on-one, Bible-centered coaching program. You and I sit down together for an hour a week for 12 weeks, and we go deep into the scriptures to learn how to develop a lifelong strategic plan of sexual purity. I've also talked on this podcast about the various books that I've written, all of which are available both on my website, thepuritycoach.com, and on Amazon. The Pure Man Ministry is a faith-based, donor-supported ministry. You see, every aspect of our ministry, everything we do, from the website to the podcast to the conferences that we speak at, to the free app, to the books I've written, and especially the 12-week Point of Purity program, everything we do is made possible by a team of ministry partners who faithfully support this ministry financially. Without compromise, this ministry shows men and women across the globe how to have a continuous relationship with Jesus, a relationship that is real, a relationship that is personal. So to that end, we are in need of some ongoing financial assistance from partners like you who are committed to helping provide the hope and the help that men and women literally across the globe desperately need in order to win their personal battle against the beast of sexual impurity. I stand before you right here and right now with my testimony. I am over 20 years sober. And it's because of what God has done in my life, not because of any specific counseling method or because of anything specific that I have done. God's brought the victory. And we are here in this ministry, the Pure Man Ministry, for the purpose of walking men and women through the scriptures to discover how God can give you the victory as well. So to that end, I am personally inviting you, my dear friend, to join us as we continue to impact the world by equipping and training men and women in how to live in purity, how to live in godliness, and how to be men of integrity. If you'd like to support us financially to give your tax-deductible gift to this ministry today, simply go to our website, thepuritycoach.com. Again, that's thepurity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, coach, C-O-A-C-H.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the website is a button that says donate. And you can click on that donate button and give your tax-deductible gift to this ministry and help us continue to minister to men and women globally. Well, if you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, well, let me encourage you to do so today. There are some great episodes coming up, and I don't want you to miss any of them. Until next time, this is author, speaker, certified professional mentor and purity coach Steve Etner for the Pure Man Ministry, reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.